There's one sure way to unite congressional delegations from Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, regardless of party affiliation or partisan politics. Warn them that money to fight wildfires is about to run out. Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio, a liberal Democrat, was so shaken when he emerged from a Thursday White House briefing on wildfire season funding that he urged support for a bill written by an Idaho conservative Republican, Mike Simpson. DeFazio said that Forest Service money to fight wildfires will be exhausted by the end of this month. The cost of firefighting expected to hit more than $1.6 billion this summer. That's about $600 million more than budgeted. Simpson's bill would jack up budget authority to about $2.7 billion by ignoring sequestration and balanced budget limits. It's wildly popular in the House. Simpson amassed 103 co-sponsors, including virtually every Idaho, Oregon, and Washington representative. And a companion bill in the Senate has solid backing from both Idaho Republicans and both Oregon Democrats. But both bills are still stuck in their respective committees. DeFazio's push for funding came as wildfire season seemed to hit its stride. Five major wildfires in Washington and Idaho were quickly using up resources, firefighters, equipment, and money. In the past dozen years, more than $3 billion was shifted, that is, robbed from other federal accounts, such as fire prevention and forest health, to pay for wildfire costs. I'm Tom Bacon.